promotional consideration paid for by the following.
To another quick shot review today. I am reviewing The Fall Guy. Yes, there is plenty of reference to the 80s action TV show of the same name, including the musical score. However, this is an action epic that you thought you would never ever want, but so sorely needed. This film is so much fun, it's unbelievable. It's funny, it's got explosions, it's got a love story if you want that kind of stuff. It's got proper stunts in it, some of which Ryan Gosling did himself, which makes him even cooler than he already is. Such a good actor. Director David Leitch, also known for Bullet Train, a great film with lots of action and explosions and guns and all that kind of stuff. But this film follows a fall guy, a literal fall guy, a stunt professional, played by Ryan Gosling, known as Colt Stevens, who is doing the stunts for a film by Jodie Moreno, Emily Blunt, and they have a former fling, and Ryan Gosling's character Colt is still pining for that fling, and the story pans out around that, but it's kind of done in a way where she's trying to finish the film, and the film finishes. There's lots of this meta directing where there's a film within a film, but this one's done so well, it's unbelievable. The last one I saw, it was Argyle, and that was like a film within a book, and it wasn't great, to be honest. So this, with the stunts being performed properly, very little CGI. When you do see the CGI, you can tell, but it's done so well that you just forget that you can tell that it's CGI. And it's just brilliant. It's just a great, great film. And I was thinking all the way through this, yes, we have had a game called Stuntman, but that was very much the scenes within a stunt film. Whereas this could be the great concept of a game where you're actually trying to stop a criminal gang, but you're doing all the stunts as well as. And it's just, you know, there's loads of crossover here that, you know, you could have so much fun with. And it does seem like the cast and the director had so much freedom and so much fun in shooting this film that it really does come out with the performances, with the setup, with everything about this film, actually. It's just so much fun. It's just genuinely such a warm, funny, epic film. And the trailer doesn't give too much away at all. In fact, it does a really good job of selling the movie, but still leaving enough out so that you get enough out of the film. The 2-hour runtime doesn't feel like 2 hours because you are having so much fun. And when there's loads of audible laughter, and it's genuine audible laughter throughout the film, you know you're on to a good one. Incidentally, like I've mentioned, Bullet Train, that is now on streaming services of a certain caliber, shall we say. Genuinely across the board, really good reviews as well. And it's just, yeah, really great start to the summer movie season. And it's really set the bar so high. We've had some great, great films this year. Really fun films that are unique in the way they're presented. This is by no way, no means unique. It's an action film. What is unique is that David Leitch has been given freedom to actually do the stunts. The thing that I always picked out about Fast and the Furious, certainly the newer ones, is that it's all CGI. There's hardly any actual stunts in those films. And considering they're about cars, that's really bad. This one, it's about a stuntman. So you expect there to be stunts. And it does actually play along those lines, because the director's manager agent doesn't want the director to do so many actual stunts. He says, "Oh yeah, we'll just cut it in post. We'll just put some CGI in there." Well, the director's like, "No, I want actual action epic things." And it's so good. It's so, so good. there's also like one of the most memorable scenes is that like they're getting sieged, and they're in the house of an actor who has loads of props from his films, but they pick up the weapons and like there's a gun with blank bullets in and an axe that's made of rubber. It's so funny. But yeah, kudos to Emily Blunt, Ryan Gosling, and all the supporting cast for what they did on this film. It's great. It's so, so good. So, so good. Quite rightly, it's, actually, no, it hasn't. The budget was $130 million, but opening weekend got 27. That's a bit rubbish, but it is such a genuinely good film. It really is. I would say definitely go and give your money to this film, because it's way better than Ghostbusters and other things. It's probably my favourite movie of the year so far. And that is saying something, because there's been a lot of good films out this year. The setting, the filming locations were in Australia. Like I say, really, really good. Don't want to spoil too much on it. Just Ryan Gosling is so funny. He's just a genuinely funny actor and a really good actor as well. And put him alongside Emily Blunt and you've got this sort of chalk and cheese relationship that really does work throughout the film. And they're so good playing off each other. It's just really genuinely funny. The little nods to, the golden oldies and the films with the actual stunts in is amazing. So, yeah, I'd absolutely 100% recommend this film. I went to go and see it. I didn't realise I'd booked in Odeon's version of IMAX, which is iSense. And it was great. Can't really tell the difference, to be honest. But, you know, if it says it's better, then I suppose it is. Guess there's more speakers, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, really good. Genuinely, go and watch this film if you're looking for something to go and watch. And you don't really know what to go and watch. This is a happy medium. Really, really good. And with that, I want to leave you there. So if you are watching on YouTube, please drop us a like and subscribe. If you're joining us on the podcasting channel, thank you very much. We are booked in for another film this week. So join us for the review of that one as well. And I will see you next time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hiya!